Good morning. My guest this morning is Heidi Protas from the Sonoma Task Force for the Homeless. Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning, Roland. Thanks for having me.
So this is a busy time for you. It's the winter. It's the holidays.
Yes, it has been a very busy time, especially with our winter warmth program. This has been just a dreadful winter for weather.
So talk about that. What you were looking for, basically, is survival gear.
Exactly. People have been extremely generous with us this year. We've gotten a lot of donations and a lot of good donations. People have really gone out of their way. But we need sleeping bags, and we need tents, and we need tarps, and socks. Socks, we always need socks.
Right.
So those are and of course, men's winter jackets go pretty quickly, too.
Right.
Any rain gear, because this weather has been brutal, just brutal.
In your radio PSA, you talk about 3,000 of our homeless people. Is that a pretty accurate description of the homeless community?
That's based on last winter's homeless count, which was done, it's done at the end of January, so we'll have a new one, but we have 2,900 homeless people.
I would think that a good place to get the kind of survival gear that you're talking about, and I would direct this to people who would like to be donors to the Task Force for the Homeless, is the thrift shops.
Yes, that's a great idea, because we haven't got the time to go shopping.
So if someone has
just a little bit of time to run in and see if there's any sleeping bags and drop them by for us, that would be so welcome. We've even had good corporate donors, but things go so quickly. We've given out over 7,000 items last year, and we're going to be better than that this year, I would guess.
Well, you pointed out to me before we began the interview that if someone is given a sleeping bag and it's a wet night, you kind of got to start all over again.
You do. Things get soaked if you're sleeping outside in a sleeping bag, and then you have to carry everything you own. You can't carry a soaking wet sleeping bag. It weighs too much. You might leave it somewhere to hope it dries off.
Right.
But it might not be there when you come back.
Right, right.
And so,
for a sleeping bag to dry off, sometimes it takes more than a chilly winter Northern California day.
It does. You're right. So it's a difficult situation that folks are in right now.
Right. Well, who are they? Who are the Sonoma County homeless?
They're a mixed group, just like regular folks are.
Uh-huh.
You know, they are people with mental illness sometimes, just as regular folks in homes are. There are people who lost their housing. We see a lot of older adults who've lost their housing and can't afford new housing. And they're just beside themselves, as you can well imagine. And there's even working folks who live in cars. The rents in the community have gone up so dramatically.
That's right.
That, you know, you have to be making a fair amount of money to get started.
People come to Sonoma County and
there's
no place to live and there's no place to work. Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's not a good combination.
Yeah.
And even if there are minimum wage jobs,
right,
you can't live on a minimum wage job in this community.
Absolutely not.
So it's a very difficult situation. I mean, we are trying to focus on people at risk of homelessness as well as the homeless. And we're trying to work with local governments around getting some housing built for them.
How's that going?
Well, everybody wants to do something,
yeah,
but processes take a long time. And I'm not always as patient as I should be, but everybody's working on it. There's a lot of good people working on this problem.
Heidi, thanks very much
for coming in.
And once again, thank you very much for what you do. This is crucial work that you're doing. And please, listeners, realize that. This is the Task Force for the Homeless's Winter Warmth Survival Gear Drive. Camping gear, sleeping bags, rain gear, warm socks. Very, very important. To find out what you can do, get on that telephone and call 575-9944. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti, KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.